Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. Well, I must tell you that I appreciate those people that listen to me. I will be remiss if I don't say that, because the reason why I am talking and experience the even the Caribbean super center up in Ireland out of grace. Wow. Um, Okay, now, the history. All right, before I go to the next thing I want to say, it's business as usual here on the show where I am talking about civilization, who creates civilization, and other elements of civilized life that I like to talk about. Let me say this, that I just checked. Okay, now I want to talk about some this element of life that we as human beings, civilized human being, and that's not going for it's not going for white hominid bipedal life. We're not, because it takes someone who read about history from the earliest time of history to understand the apology on what you call it, anthropic Yeah, anatropic. I think that's what it is. Yes, I think it's anatropic is the next word I want to say. There are other words that is brushing up close in the pronunciation, if not the spelling, in the pronunciation. All right. Anyway, there is... I can rectify this whole thing so that I have it precise, right? Now, here we go. Yes, anatomatic. Anatomatic. Yeah, anatomical, right? Anatomic. Yes, anatomic. If somebody has to be interested into this history to even find it, where it's recorded, and I have been reading a long time before I found it in the Glencoe World History textbook. Now, when you hear about world history, this is not talking about in a few countries. Just understand the power and respect, regard for this manual, the World History textbook, regardless of what kind of fault can be found in it because of the bipedal Homo erectus creatures. Not talking about them, because our world is going down the drain because of them. And where they manage to deceive humanity, that white pedal hominid, that they are human. And how they do that? They use their disease to get into our bloodstream. So there is little chance for a lot of us to understand the civilized world. Most African people do not understand what civilization is. It is a fact. So it applies to me because I grew up in the church and didn't read as good as, you know what I mean? Most of my early years, I read at fourth grade level. Okay? So let me just tell you the way and what my memory is and observation of myself as I grow up. I don't have it in me to like waste my time. So when I tell somebody something, except you can find error in what I say. If you can find error, and that don't mean that your error is not in what I say. But I'm putting it on the table to the best of my understanding, that I am telling the truth the best I understand it. So when somebody hear me say certain things and you know for sure that you have read it and I have it wrong. Now, I tell you, I have great respect for that. No, I'm not joking. I am honest with what I'm saying. If you find out I am wrong because I made an error, I can't be saying something wrong and know it is wrong and say it. I'm going to say that, but who knows that but the Lord God and myself, right? And not if somebody else know me, very good from their perception and, you know, can be good witness that I am someone that have to go wrong and are someone who will do my dearest best to get the thing right. You know, you have to know me real good. So with me just talking and vouching for myself, I have to call down some support from anybody that knows me. You'd have to go off that perception of knowing me. Or somebody may be listening to me and they have a good keen sense of when somebody is talking with earnesty. Some people can listen to you and know that. Not everybody, but there are people who can know when you are fooling around or when you have a weakness. Like in my talking, I have a lot of weakness in my talking. You see what I mean? And a lot has to do with my upbringing. And even though I might be able to read something, you know, I read very flawed. I mean, not I mean, in the sense that my sight is one of the things. The way I see word and how long, you know, you have to know this, like the science of that when you see things and by the time your eyes see it, your brain must recognize it as you see it. You know, that kind of thing, these kind of technicality that your body is operating by. When you are born with a problem, biological problem, mental problem, that's going to be with you, whether or not you grow it out or not. Right. What I'm trying to say to you is about being honest and giving the best of what you really know. When you know something and you're going wrong to it, well, you're dangerous. All right. So I am telling you now that the problem that we are having today is a serious one, because we do need our brain to work properly. When we get disease from white people and it affects everything about us, the brain and the physical aspect of the body function, that's not a simple thing. It is something that is, you know, that is a bad deficiency that you're suffering. Because, look, when I read that, before we publish certain kind of material to allow people to function a certain kind of way, and before we have, like, computer to help us, there were businesses back in that time where they hire people with, like, photocopy brain or, you know, or the PC, the computer. They used to hire people with that kind of memory to keep, like, do bookkeeping for them. You know, I mean, but we have got corrupted. African, you know, I mean, it's not good that we pick up this black people type of a name. We are not black people. You see, because I don't think when they talk about black people, they meant all, because we are ethnic group. And to say black people, and you have especially Chinese with lighter complexion, it's just that it's not a tone, a skin tone like white people's skin tone. Chinese lightness is different. As far as I can see, right? If somebody can contradict that, you can, you know, you feel free. I don't never block anybody who has a right of way for something. I'm just saying now, based on what I can see, and, you know, I haven't heard anybody, like, say anything, so that I am to, like, say, agree or challenge. What I'm saying is that we are here on Earth
and are responsible for everything that we need to live. All right? We are reading in the World History textbook, and that tells us exactly the way we were created. It does that. The history tells us, and we don't have anything else to tell us. Nothing else is going to tell us why you go to school. Who make up school? Did school just make up 2,000 years ago? No. But you can read about the first school that was, you know, established for mankind. And we can determine things coming from back there, unlike, you know, some people want to say, you know, and, you know, worst of all, a friend of mine I was talking to earlier, and we have occasional challenge about things we say. Now, we are like two people who think alike, but one thing is for sure, my friend is more educated than me. You know, by far more educated than me. So I just have a little language knowledge, you know, that I can, whether I speak good grammar or not, but I am able to make somebody understand what I'm saying. At least a second or a third try, they will understand me. You see what I'm saying? So I'm no hypocrite. I am no hypocrite. And I try hard to develop perfection of honesty, to say the thing as I am seeing it. And if I am shown to be wrong, I easily adjust to what I come to realize is the right thing. I am not going to go wrong. No, because I'm in for real purity of thought and no assumption. Don't bring any assumption in this. I am not bringing anybody assumption and tell you to rely on it. I'm not going to do that. I'm serious. So how did I come to be the way I am? Well, there you can ask a lot of other people, how did they come to be who they are and let peculiarity and a lot to be desired? Well, I have something that I desire, and anybody else who don't have interest in that. I can't do nothing about that. I cannot do anything about that. All right, just a second. Now, listen to this. It is not too long ago, my friend and I are talking. And the difference between my friend and myself is that we are in two different lanes, because he has a lot of things together that I agree about. Yeah. But we have some differences about what we know about the past and how we are to treat the present. The present time that is obviously made up of components of the past. And my friend is not too good at that. It's a problem. Because my friend is basically, in a certain kind of way, over his head when it comes to that. because he'll say things that just does not even agree with some of the things that he already acknowledged. He uses expression of the past to tear down what a good presentation of the present is supposed to be. You can't talk without that kind of a sense of knowing when we are using energies that make up life and causes us to function with brilliance. Brilliance, I mean that the things, the season, and the time, the kind of things that we use to make good, successful argument in the present time, we cannot ignore what is called precedence of the past. That we are not functioning without that. My friend, on a few occasions, as to walk back some of the things he has said, because he can find out, you know what, I am not wrong with my position on it. You know, but we have an understanding that we are in two different lanes. So regardless of what we get wrong when it comes to what our perception is, we are not going to like break apart because of that, because you are in your lane, I am in my lane. And when we say something that is not coming together, we're going to remain in our lane, which means, all right, he will revert to his lane and his thinking, and then we won't have no fuss about that, because if that's the way you see it, I am not going to force you to not see it the way I do, right? But I will, if given a chance, go to the evidence and prove my point. And you know, I mean, once I am able to do that, well, he's still in his lane, and I am in my lane. And if he will accept the evidence, that's fine. We keep moving on. That's the kind of understanding with that. But what the problem was today is my friend made a statement that, well, he made the statement after I said that, you know, talk about the requirement of knowing BC era different from AD Anno Domini. And you know what? My friend came behind and said, well, you know, he thinks that if you go back to that BC era, you will find the same thing here at present in AD Anno Domini time. And I thought, you know what? It's like, I say, what? You know, I mean, I was shocked to hear him say that. Because we have talked a lot of things, and I thought that he can see clearly well that there is, you know, I mean, a ton of different concepts, different between BC and AD. Now, you give me a chance to tear down the idea of what my friend said, is to say, all right, who make the change? And how long BC era existed? You see those kind of questions? No, you're not going to survive. You can't survive. And look, the ignorance that you're going to find in that position, it is enough to really go send you to go refill, you see, because that gas that is burning in there pretty soon your engine is not going to function. Your mental engine is not going to function. You're going to run into trouble. If you get into certain kind of a circumstance, you're not going to recover from failure to understand the difference between BC era and AD Anno Domini. What? AD Anno Domini? That bring uncivilized life and destroy the people of civilization? You're saying to me that this AD Anno Domini law that they have, that killing the African people, you're saying that here now today with what these, I mean, these sodomite people set up as a law and controlling African people, that they, so with their, you know, with their disease, and kill them. And you say you can find a lot of this in back in under the BC era? Where on Anibia you find that? Where under the BC era you will find the kind of things happening, negative things, bad things happening in the present time right now? Number one, under the BC era, you did not find any modern people like you have here today. And who are the modern people them today? What they call modern people. Who are they? Are they Africans? No. Was there Christianity back there? No. No church wasn't back there. And you did not have no quest for, you know, where you have white supremacy back there. You didn't have no Roman Catholic Church and Pope, and they wrongly emulating religion. You didn't have church back there. You have religion. There is no religion in the Bible. We didn't have a Bible. So you go on, and you are going to see, when you say, if you go back there, you can find a lot of things. What it cannot be, we're not talking about finding, you know, positive things. We're talking about go back there and find negative things like what I am naming out here. The gods is somewhere and maybe thinking about just finish off humanity or life, any kind of life here. They must be thinking about that right now. That's the thought of the difference in calamity that exists today in AD time that never was back there. The lost environment of BC, the BC, the last century BC. You know, that it ended like about 2,000 years ago, right? Yeah, it's about 2,000 years ago. The BC era ended. And come in with AD Anno Domini and, you know, a different calendar and all that kind of stuff. I mean, my friend is telling me now that, you know, when I said, what did he said it, you know, and it kind of like passed me on a, you know, a kind of a lower tone. So I said, wait, did he say that? Did he really say that? So I had to ask him, and I didn't, because he's driving and all that. And I said, well, you know, I mean, well, you know, we'll have to talk about it when you stop driving. But I say, but you say it to me. You said it to me while you're driving. So why can't I ask you the challenge question while you are driving? You say to me, you put it in my heart, in my chest, right? And I can't, I don't, you know, that I don't know that to be true, man. You know, he's like, no, you know, that is not something I expect to hear, not from you. You see, to make that kind of parallel between BC era and AD Anno Domini era, to me, that is a dead lethal stuff you talking. Because everything positive and good come from BC era. And how long or how many, I mean, millennia consist in the BC era? It's a whole lot, because you're talking about let's say if you're speaking of when humankind was created, then if you want to cut it down to that, but that's where we call BC era. Or are we talking about the solar system that is 5 billion years old? Not talking about the universe, which has gone up to like maybe 13, 16 billion years. If we designate that BC era pertain to human life, or when the gods first came to Earth, which started counting of days. Days were here before the gods came. Remember, the Earth is figured into the solar system age, right? So if we are not counting the solar system age into BC, all right, we can determine where we want to start BC era for the sake of time. Contextual time, we can do that. So let's say we call civilization time on Earth. What time would we allot to BC era then? The most factual and logical designation would be when the gods came to Earth, when there was no civilization at all. So let's call civilization time BC era. I think anywhere you go with that, man, if you don't allot all good things begun under the BC era, you're going astray. You're going astray. You're going astray because we never had human quality here with anything prior to the gods came here. And when the gods came here, how long it took them to create mankind and turn on civilized life on Earth. It's not the white people, them ancestors, that evolved 3.5 million years before the gods came with civilization. And that's a fact. In history, civilized history. So when somebody tell me something like that, oh, you know what? I have to belch out, you know, see. When you tell me that and I know better. I mean, there was the time when I didn't know certain things, right? But from it came on to the point where I begin to dig in and find out certain things that I really didn't know, and didn't know who to tell me or what to tell me. But I kept on looking for sources, looking for sources. And it's not that, you know, the source is not there. It's just that I'm not able to, I'm not meeting up on anything to give it to me. Until it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time. So remember, there was a time when I am into the Bible, the Christian Bible. And there was nothing in the Bible that I had a problem with. But when I get a wake up as to how I am to read, it became a different story. I begin to find things. I begin to look at things that I wasn't looking at. Things about the world and existence came up to me. Like I said, I felt like the whole world come, you know, rolling, you know, in my direction. I begin to understand a lot of things that I did not. Now, it really doesn't call for a person with, you know, the highest form of academic education. What I am talking about here, knowing about certain things, because, I mean, you know, it don't take much of an education to find out or understand the things that I am talking about. But it's just that in our generation, a lot of things that we would know easily under the BC era, if we were back there, we don't know it now because now we have these sodomite people who are now have the handle because they have us under a belief syndrome. Where they tell us all kind of Anansi and primate stories that we learned and accept, and we are just operating on a knowledge that keeps us backward about things we should know. We don't know them. So the point is, you know, I mean, if you consider that AD Anno Domini and BC era are equally the same, listen to me. I put you down into like third grade. Really? Put you down like third grade. But it doesn't mean that you don't have the qualification of higher education. It doesn't mean that. But it only means when it comes to certain type of argument and factual, you know, force, you can't make those errors. You would have to know better than that. BC and AD are not. They are not in no single lane. They are different in such a way that to go into the crazy column to think that they are the same. When you thinking that, you know, you have to like now reckon with, you know, certain quality things and know that you don't mix them up because you mix them up and somebody take it and go off with it and think it's true. And then you didn't help them. You didn't help nobody. And these are things I realize that if we don't get to know them, the sodomite white people, you call them white people. Yeah, the sodomites, they gain. They gain when we don't understand certain basic things because they will call themselves the scholars, the scientists, and all that, and you have nothing to do besides accept what they say. But when we know these little primary things that life is built up, the foundation on which life is founded on, we are not going to be the kind of people we're supposed to be, because we need those knowledge. You see, so it's like I used to believe that the wise men saw a star, okay, and they were told to follow the star to find the baby. So it's like this is a, you know, a divine thing. And this baby was a special. And it is a lie. It is a lie. But I believe that all of my life until change came, you know, in my adult life, when I begin to, like, you know, be directed to look at certain type of information. Really, I believe everything about that. My. I can tell you, you don't have anything to be ashamed about, because there's hardly any of us who have not been affected by the loss of knowledge we should have known from a child. And if I were to wait for somebody to tell me some of these things that I find out, I didn't have to know no high grade mathematics to figure out some of these things, for real. It just need that your common sense must not be bonded to, like, believing in Jesus. Your brain is not going to take you far into simple things that you could handle when you believe in Jesus. Jesus is foolishness. You know? Foolishness is the right word to describe it. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And you have to be yourself and be what you can be in thinking, and just know that you are free to think. Nobody cannot take that away from you. If you are not knowing what you're supposed to know, you don't have nobody to blame, because guess what? We're born into this system. We're, you know, it's sterile of the kind of knowledge we should have. But one of the things that allows me to know a lot of things that are people might consider, say, well, you know, even call me crazy. You know, I have to just understand that if I was not enjoying the ability to think and to search on my own, if I were leaning on what somebody is saying, and I didn't have what it takes to search and find out the basis of this. Like, for example, God beget a son, and God in the Bible is a spirit. And then the Bible scribes, they decided to write those things in the Bible, and you grow up with it like I did. It is like many years, many decades I live and think that, yeah, the wise men. And look, it's just careless belief. But I mean, I didn't know to be careless or anything like that. It's just that carelessness is a part of my growing up. Weird that carelessness the white people them induce on our folks, who they make slaves. But look at how I come to find out no wise men follow any star. I come to find that out. And it's not my parents, it's not school, it's not nobody at all, it's not friends, it's nobody there. It's my own aptitude in knowing I can think about stuff and nobody's in my way. Go and begin to align yourself with a certain kind of knowledge, understanding, and dig it up, and store it in yourself. And now you find out that you're not in conflict with nobody, except they don't know, and if they hear you say it, they begin to challenge you. Well, I don't mind somebody challenging me. No, not at all. It's okay. Challenge is a healthy thing. Challenge, and don't take it into the wrong, don't take it into the wrong direction. You know what I mean? Just understand that. All right, everybody's in their lane of understanding, and if they understand something different, that's likely to happen, right? So don't be alarmed if somebody is saying something contrary to what the thing is. Come on, try to make, try to see if we can sort out what to bring us together. Or shall we remain apart? We don't want to remain apart, because the issue is something we can talk about. And we have the sources to, find out. Word interrogation. And I call it word science process. We can find out anything we want to find out without getting, this negative indifference of each other and get personal and talk nonsense. We are spoiling our lives when we begin to demean each other and stuff like that. We should have distinction that keep us out. Right? Have the power of distinction to know that you're talking about something, don't get physical about this, or don't get, verbal, disrespect. Those things we are to, do away with, because they make us worse off. You see, we're not gaining anything. We are worse off when we are verbally abusive to each other. Maybe because, I think that I have it right and you don't have it right. Or vice versa. We don't want none of that. We want to remain pure gold. And we can redeem each other. That's what we must do. If we don't do that, we'll follow the sodomite white people then. We will be worse off when we are hybrid and behave like that. It's their disease that messes us up. We need to purge out their disease out of us, these white people. Because, see, up till now, they cannot realize they belong to Europe. It's not America, and none of all these, the place in the West that they claim is theirs and call the West their civilization. And it's not true. It's not true in no way, shape, or form. These people are lost. These white people are lost. They don't know where they are. And it's so abominable to see they are stealing, and they are terrorists, and they will not admit that they are terrorists. And this is what they use and succeed. And not until people of the Western and African society, unless we come to know far above these white sodomites, they will continue to lead. And we can never find out that, you know, they want to tell us that they are ahead of us, but none of us will face them with what they have done 100,000 years ago. We won't face them with that because we don't know no better. And as long as we don't know any better, we will get worse. Because now they are treating us like we are really, you know, they're not treating us like we are humans. They don't think of us as humans. Now, we think of them the way history tells us. So we are not wrong. They're not looking at us as what history make us to be. No, they are wrong. So what I'm trying to tell you, what are they doing here? I mean, opposing, like, you know, they are the one who founded the West. Did white people found the West? No. No. And not in millenniums, they still would not be. But guess what? They are able to talk now, and they are able to say certain kind of things, and because our cerebellum is not functioning right, since they put their disease in us, and we well know in the West, we have it documented how many of us they butchered and destroyed, like you destroy hands on the ground. Millions of us they killed. And they're here today talking like, oh, they're like in Europe. America become Europe. Okay? And whereas they could never know about human society, now they are behaving like they are human beings. Now, there's no way you're going to get them out the way we Africans are. If we don't get purged, we can't even say our gods help us, because our life is so rotten, because you're out there fucking these white people and still getting more, you know, crossbreed, criminal in the world. We're not getting out, and we are not entitled to get back our place. But I tell you, if we begin to scour our brain, and we are able to, like, make peace with our gods, 200,000 years ago that they created us in Africa, we have the truth here. Everything is here. And these folks behave us like, oh, they have church all over the world now, and we are in it. They drag us into it. Listen, we are in bad shape. We are in bad shape. And talking things that are contrary to our civilization is not going to help us. And what I find, like with me and my friend, is a lack call. Like if you tell me that I have something wrong, you know what I begin to do? I begin to look into what you say. I begin to, you know, ask you questions to help me to sort it out. That's the way I am. Because you know what? Even if I am certain that I am right and you are challenging me, I'm not going to, like, cut you off short and, like, throw you away. No. Because the right thing for me to do is to give you respect for what you're thinking, right? And it's not that I'm condoning what I think is wrong. No, but the distinction is, since a person is not thinking the way you do, how did you get there to hold on to your position? You had to work through something to get there to see it. You just don't get right just like that. You have to think it in. So I am not going to make that mistake. When I ask a question, did you say so-and-so and so? And you say, yeah. And I say, no, and I object. And then by objecting, that is giving us the medium to find out. The both of us can troubleshoot this and see, and then, you know, once you see the source and explanation of life over time and see, you know, you make sense of life now and the kinds of things that really is carrying life along. Once you are seeing now, you say, you know what, I see what you're saying. When you think it all through, you say, boy, you know, and you can see that you are far away from understanding that. And it's good to happen that you have a chance to work through it and see it for yourself. Now, the thing is, I come to see a lot of things on my own because I work through a lot of things where, you know, a lot of people don't think that way yet. You know, I know the days when I believe all the things in the Bible. What else must I tell you? I believe all the things in the Bible, and I work through until I can see the world the way civilization is. It took a while, but I get where I'm at, so that, you know, I have been through situations that I would not make it through if I were not thinking into these aspects of things of existence. And therefore, I'm ready. I'm ready. I am ready to, like, you know, take the challenge. And I just don't want somebody to cut me off. Don't cut me off and, like, leave me, you know, without a challenge. Don't, that's what I am saying. We are not going to prosper if we don't learn to think properly. And don't think like you are losing your clout if you are going to work with someone, take up the material, the issue in the right source, and see whether or not what I am saying is make sense, or what you are saying is what makes sense. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I came on with the thinking about where we are coming from in the world as far as history tells us. I've been looking at that. And I am seeing something that is terribly wrong, terribly wrong. Looking at where there was only the earth and its motion. 5 billion years, and there was no animal life. You know, they had to be developed, and then the hominid, the primates, the first to walk upright. These white people today that we're looking at are not exactly the offspring they were at first. What we are seeing in white people, it is because they diverge and mingle with human blood. That's what happened. And in doing so, they destroy the two species of the sapien, the Neanderthals, and then turn on the wise sapien. That's what they did, okay? They did not look like human beings at all, because they are primates going back millions of years, 3.5 to 4 million years ago. That's what the history says. When you see them here now in America and anywhere in the East and New Zealand and all these kind of places, they come and take over, and because we have no brain to think like we were doing 200,000 years ago. That's what put these white people where they are. Now, they are not our civilization. We are. We are supposed to hold our position. Mandela in Johannesburg did not know what to do when he was faced with these, primates. He couldn't manage them because they had his blood. He had their disease in his brain. And therefore, even though he was a man of legal knowledge, he was a lawyer, he couldn't defeat them. They put him into their jail. They don't have no government. They don't have not a blinking thing, really, when it comes to who put people on earth. It's the gods. It is the gods. History, who speaks, that's what it says. That's what it says. All right, but see how far these hominids come? They left Africa and go into Europe 1.5 million years ago. The gods were not here yet. Once they were up in Europe, the gods came. And in Eridu, the Persian Gulf. And this is history. This is history, right? And a whole lot of people would like blow their nose or their whatever it is. They don't want to hear nothing like that because they have so much of this church and these sodomite people talking all kind of stuff, prepare you to go to heaven and all this kind of a junk nonsense, right? You're not into the real history, so therefore this is what is happening. Looking back at where we are coming from and what we now becoming fighting against each other, and we really don't know how to do it. We don't know how to work out anything. Because our people who have been fighting for equality from the white people, we don't have, it is not appropriate for us to take a position to ask white people to give us equality. Because what they have belongs to us. So it means that we have lost our way. We don't know how to talk. We don't know how to defend ourselves. Well, you go into the office of a lawyer or a doctor and stuff like that and see if you can go in there and tell them any kind of foolishness. Right? They're going to give you an appointment to come in, and you're going to come in at your appointment. You don't go there at a different time and demand them to take care of you. What I am trying to say to you, we African people right now, we need to examine ourselves and clean out our brain from when these people use their disease. Because they are not human beings. If you think white people are human beings, well, talk to me about that. Talk to me, meet Tim Aldred, about that. White people are not human beings. I tell you that any day, any given day, okay? They don't have any government. We don't have government. Okay? So if anybody, like a kidnapper, kidnap you and take you someplace and make you theirs, they make you slave, you will have to obey them, right? When you don't have a mental recourse to do anything to get away from them. Listen to me. It's not what we think about it. Right now, that's not what, you know, that's not the right thing. The right thing is in the world, it's a textbook, and we allow them to put Jesus and all this kind of stuff into our minds, and none of it is true. I go through all of that and about God, you know, God and you know, the God in the Bible is what these sodomites write in the Bible. They write the Bible after they don't do all sort manner of things and come overthrow our king 509 BC. And it's after that they take political position. Before that, you don't see them anywhere or do nothing. So when I tell you that something wrong they did 100,000 years ago, you better listen to what I'm telling you. It took a long time for us to be where we are here today. And today is a day to recognize when a lot have passed behind us. And here we are. We don't know where we are coming from. Clearly, they tell us a lie about where we're going. White people can't tell us where we're coming from. Where they are not civilized. They are not human beings. They're writing the Bible and telling you about they have a God in there. It's pure lies they're telling. Come up here and talk to me about the Bible, and you will see what happened to you. Now, I'm glad we are having some hurricane. Well, not hurricane yet, but tornadoes. You know? I want the tornadoes. Okay? And tornadoes promise to destroy all evil on the earth here, too. It's one of the forces, okay, that works in demolishing evil on planet Earth. So the tornadoes, you know, people might think, you know, people are getting destroyed in the tornadoes because they go to church. Yes, they go to church. They don't want to hear nothing but Jesus. And you're going to find out when the tornado come and you don't leave with nothing. All of what you work for, it's gone, and it means that, you know, the gods, well, you probably will praise the Lord, and, you know, you find out that God is nowhere around, because those are the gods that are going to send the sneer for you. And when they send the sneer, you don't have no life left. I want to tell you a little about how the gods work from this book, the last book of Enki, one of the great gods. I know by now, old man, and I spent all my, you know, so much of my years in the church. I know now that I have seen and acquaint with enough that I should give my heart and attention to what I can see and make sense of, where my life is coming from. I don't listen to nonsense that people talking, okay? Because human beings are not product of civilization when they do not follow the instruction of their creator. So if they despise their creator, they're like the sodomite white people, primates, Europeans, that they're not listed in the World History textbook as civilized people. They're not people, and they are not civilized. Europe is not listed in the World History textbook as a civilized country. And by so, when they primates went and settled in Europe, they were never human. They never get up to human standard at all. So what they did to get some blood and start talking is something for you to understand, and that I can point to the place in time where these things happen. Okay? And they are using this access to do exactly what they're doing. And they know that they put us down and they are up in this context. All right? Now, there's a way when you're in bondage to get out. And if you're not buried up under the ground and and something like that, you know, there are a lot of bondage people get in, and there's a way to get out. And if you don't follow the way to get out, you're going to perish down there. We are not in a position to perish, but as long as we go to church and these people that tell us about Jesus and stuff like that, and only if you had a higher sense of reason, you'd find out it's not the truth that they're telling. You don't want to listen to them. And let me tell you something. Yesterday, it's yesterday or day before, we have quite a few downpour in South Florida. Water like 2 feet high and stuff like that. A lot of people suffer something. Let me tell you something. If you're out there and you love your life, you have things that you cherish and stuff like that. You're a human. You're an earthling. You don't value anything like you think you do. And worse, if you're following church dogma, and they might tell you about, you know, I mean, God loves you and this and the Torah and stuff like that. Listen, God loves you if you are following, you know, all the precepts being a human, because who created you? I can ask that to the primate, European folks. I can ask them that because I know that they have no history of a creation of themselves, except 3.5 million years ago, they evolved. So they are nature's children, and nature make them up who they are, just like other type of creatures, the another set of animals, okay? And therefore, if we abide, and you even read some of that in what they're telling in the Bible, that Jesus say, if you don't take up your cross and follow him, well, you're none of his. But what they're telling you is just what they have read and know about civilization. That if you don't follow civilization, you don't worth anything at all, except to yourself. If you want the higher power to regard you as a human earthling, you will have to walk by the precept that the gods left here for us. But if you don't believe that they destroyed these Sodomites in time past, you will never understand what is yet to come. That there is a second disastrous destruction that the gods have planned for these those of us who are hybrid but go and follow the church. Yes, they're going to destroy you. The gods are going to destroy you. You're a Christian, you're going to get destroyed. Because it is easy to find out that Christianity is never true. And when you hear somebody like me talk about it, you just like wave your hand and say, oh, let the idiot go away from that. That's what you think. I read to know. I don't throw away what's good. I have information about what I have, and do you have information of Christianity? What do you read to know about Christianity? All right. I'm going to read a little of, you know, I wish I could read a lot more, but I want to tell you some things that the gods are capable of doing, and don't be fooled with the Bible that is talking about God love you and God wants to save you and stuff like that. Well, you know about the past flood. and why they are saying God say, you know, he's sorry that he created mankind. You know, they're talking something that has some relevance in history that they are writing in the Bible, but they are writing something that will forever twist up your brain and you don't know where you're going. But these are some of the things that has happened on earth and what these gods that came from Nibiru come to earth here and what they have done. And anytime since they created mankind refused to obey what they say and see what they do. I'll try and read you a little of one of the incidents. In the presence of his followers with weapons harmed, his supremacy, he declared. Where did I get that? Okay, it's for 7 days. And 7 nights, the signal of Enlil, the two awaited, as was his intention when his waiting was completed, Marduk to Babili returned in the presence of his followers with weapons harmed, his supremacy, he declared. 1,736 was the account of earth years then. On that day, on that fateful day, Enlil to Ninurtur the signal sent. The Mount Mashu, Ninurtur departed. He says, to Mount Mashu, Ninurtur departed. Behind him, Nargal followed. The mount and the plain in the heart of the fourth region, Ninurta from the skies surveyed with the squeezing in is hot. With the squeezing in his heart, to Nargel a sign he gave, with half, yes, keep off, not, okay, sometimes my eyes, you know, are skipping the word, yes, he said, to Nargel a sign he gave. Keep off, to him he signaled. Then the first terror weapon from the skies, Ninurta let loose. Listen, this is the act of those gods that we're talking about when they were here on the earth. This is actual something that happened. Mount Mashu with a flash, it sliced off the mount's innard. In an instant, it melted above the place of the celestial chariot's second weapon he unleashed with the brilliance of seven suns. the plains rocks into a gushing wound were made. The earth shook, crumbled. The heavens, after the brilliance, were darkened with burnt and crushed stones. Was the plain of the chariots covered? All the fortress that the plain had surrounded, only three stems, only three stems were left standing. It is done. Ninurta from the sky is black divine bird words shouted. The control that Murdoch and Naboo so coveted. Of it, they are covered, deprived. Then, to emulate Ninurta, Nargul desired to be Hera. The annihilator is heart him urged. Following the king's highway to the verdant valley of the five tithes, he flew. In the verdant valley where Naboo, the people were converging. He says, in the verdant valley where Naboo, the people were converging. Nargal, as a caged bird, to squash him, planned. Over the five cities, one to the other, Hera, upon each from the skies, a terror weapon sent. Destroying people that don't cooperate. The five cities of the valleys of the valley to desolation, they were overturned with five and with fire and brimstones were they upheavaled. All that lived there to vapor was turned. See, they wipe people out just like that. You don't worth anything unless you are subjected to these gods. They created, and they will totally annihilate you. By the awesome weapons, were mountains toppled, where the sea water were barred, the bolt broke open. Down to the valley, the sea's water poured. By the waters was the valley flooded. Okay? If you think we worth something, you think of it. went upon the cities, Ashish, the water poured, stream to the heavens was rising. It is done, in his sky ship shouted. In Nargil's heart, there was no more vengeance. They finished the job they wanted to do, get rid of these humans who think something about themselves. And then the gods prove that they are no more than ashes. That's it. Surveying their evil and the work, the two heroes, by what they saw, were puzzled by the darkened of the skies were the brilliances followed. Then a storm to blow again. Swirling within the dark cloud, gloom from the skies, an evil wind carried. As the day wore on, the sun on the horizon with darkness it obliterated. At night time, a dreaded brilliance curtained its hedge. The moon at its rising, it made disappear. When dawn the next morning came from the west, from the upper sea, a storm wind began blowing. The dark brown cloud eastward it directed. Toward the settled lands did the cloud spread. Wherever it reached, earth to all that lives, mercilessly it delivered. He says, wherever it reached, death to all that lives, mercilessly it delivered. So they saved some people that live. From the valley of no pity, by the brilliance sprawned towards Shumer, the death was carried. To Enlil and Enki, Ninurta and Nargal, the alarm sounded. Unstoppable, the evil wind to all delivers. The alarm, Enlil and Enki, to the gods of Shumer, transmitted. Escape! Escape! To them all, they cried out, let the people disperse. Let the people hide. From their cities, the gods did flee like frightened birds from their nest, escaping they were, the people of the lands, by the evil storm hand were clutched. Futile was the running. Stealthily was the death. Let a ghost, like a ghost, the fields and cities it attacked. The highest walls, the thickest walls, like flood waters it passed. No door could shut it out. No bolt could turn it back. Those who behind locked doors hid inside their houses like flies were felled. Those who to the street fled in the street were their corpses piled up. Cough and fill cough and philigem, the chest filled, the mouth foam filled up, as the evil wind and people unseen engulfed, their mouths were drenched with blood. No life more, no life for these people who thought they were somebody and they don't have to subject themselves to the will of any gods. They find out now everything is taken out, gone. Slowly over the lands, the evil wind blew from west to east, over plains and mountains it traveled. Everything that lived behind it was dead and dying. People and cattle all alike perished. The waters were poisoned. In the field, all vegetation withered. From Eridu in the south of Sippur in the north, did the evil wind the land overwhelmed. Belili were Marduk supremacy declared by the evil wind was spread. Okay, my friends, I want you to read this, to bring about serious things that are happening, okay, on earth. And those who, clearly, there's a spirit inside of us. You don't worth anything unless you obey the words and the knowledge that is from the gods. You see, when it rains, all the people have to look for a way to shield themselves. People are swimming in the water, you know, in the roads and stuff like that. And people's house full of water. The gods know to destroy everything that they put here. And when they are mustering the clouds of water, they know how much water they're putting up there to fall down and destroy us. So if you're out there and you decide that you think life is okay, you're not concerned about anything, well, you know what? Wise people who are mere humans don't think like that. If you're foolish, well, you will perish, and that's what you want. You go get it. But, however, I am telling about white people. White people is the enemy of civilization. And I want you to understand what white people have done to the African people who are going to their church. Okay? I want you to understand them, all right? So I'm going to read something else. You know, I didn't read that so well a while ago, but I hope you understand something from what I was trying to tell you, okay? Hope it reflects that we are not our own, and by pretending that we can do whatever we want to do, you go there, you get your paycheck yesterday, you can do this and buy that, but it's life all over. You do it every day, every week, and stuff like that, and every month. And every year, and not realizing that, you know, you're passing the time when your days are behind you and you are going to die, let's say today, tomorrow, or the next day, or next month. We don't mean anything except we decide to follow the way of the gods. All right. I want to read to you something about these people that you call white people. You don't know who they are because you don't know where they come from. You don't know what they look like. Say 100,000 years ago, you don't know. But it is written in history. I'm reading some to you that you understand. Okay? And that you understand they are not civilized. Otherwise, they would be recorded in the world history textbook. They are not. All right. When I began to understand some things that people like me need to understand, I found a number of things that I was compelled to write this book called Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. And let me tell you something. I don't waste my time running down after vanity and all them kind of things, okay? I want to know what is true within our time. We're coming from the past and we want to know what is true in our time and to know what happened and what in our time is valuable. You have to know what happened in the past because it is the same earth that create the past, create the present. So if you think you have it right, when you're not paying any attention to what you call the past, it's all wrapped up in the action and the motion of the planet. This planet did not go anywhere. It didn't take the people of the past anywhere except right here where we are today. You just understand that. And when these white people come and decide to turn the world in an uncivilized world with this AD and Adam and Eve, Christmas and Easter and Christianity. If you don't know, yeah, you just live until you're dead and you never realize what you should have known. And the gods who create this system and create us and give us life for us to recognize a better life, white people don't know that life. Okay? So you make them come here and get some blood and a talk and do all the kind of nasty stuff that they want to do, and they don't regard the gods that set up our establishment here, you are on the wrong path in life. and you will perish. And today, if you hear the voice of sobriety and civilization, harden not your heart, because you have no place else to go beside perish. Let me read you some of what these very people that you think is ruling us, and you think AD and Adamani is a law and a government, and ignoring the world is a textbook of kingship government coming from the past. Don't skylark, because don't be a fool. I'm going to read you what they wrote. And all of this is a whole bunch of what you call uncivilized thinking. And what I wrote, because I wanted people to understand some, I mean, those things I understood. I tried to write it and show people where I am coming from and what I come to know. When I tell you that the Bible, Christianity, is homosexual, and you still cling to the Bible and homosexuality, and you think all this foolishness about God begot a son and stuff like that, it's too character, male character you have in the Bible believing. Now, God begot his son. How did he begot that son? It's not true. Everything we know on planet Earth with human and cattle, they all make up to have sex and have children. Right? And that's what we see. They begot children. Now, why they are writing a Bible with a God who created us, who have no principle by which God make us for himself? Why God is begotting a son and there is no woman and stuff like that? He could make all of us to do that. But what would we be doing? We would need no woman, no mother, because a man, two man, could make a child. God, or just one man, begot a child. But that's not the case. Okay? If you believe in foolishness, you should have a way to check it. That if God is God, you know, they give us their blood, we have their nature, it wouldn't be like what we are experiencing with these sodomite homosexuals. And they are forcing us to accept it. And said they're ruling us. That's the reason why I'm telling you, AD and Adamani is not for African people. You get it? I'm telling you, it's not our law. We have our law sitting down there because nobody is administrating it. Well, I am administrating it now. I'm telling you that these sodomite, these are not human people, like I tell you. We must get them out of our territory all over the world. They say it's theirs. Yeah, if you check and read the knowledge where we are coming from in life, you won't be a part of those kind of a thinking. Now, as far as we are concerned, if you don't know, it is us that these people come and kill and take away what we have, while you see these white people doing what they're doing. And if we were to stand up today and use our government kingship history and king's laws, they would run. They would run away from us. And all the military and stuff like that. It is our military. And they are taking it and lie to us for all kind of things, and we believe all their lies. Let me tell you something that they do to us, that they do to us, not we do to them. Not we go to Europe and do it to them. They come and follow us where we are and do these things. I'm going to read it to you. Hear it? Our ancestors suffer hell. We are suffering hell today. But those first that encounter these sodomite creatures, they went through something even darker than our time. And let me tell you what it was like back in some of them time. Here's how it all went down. Running out of substance and, yes, running out of substance and options. And with no desire to lose their power and supremacy. On or about 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression on us. With the support of the man of God, the Pope, Honorius III, and Gregory IX, legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organizations execute the punishment heretics, non-believers, against the ecclesiastical empire. In general, the legislation provided for penalties of death, banishment, confiscation of property. That's what they did with us. And until today, they still own our properties and wealth. The papacy. But what kind of a white people them? Have you looked at them? I mean, do you consider what they are to come and follow us everywhere we go and do all these kind of things? As Africans, yeah, I mean, your brain can't be that too bad. You know what I mean? You don't consider that, or can't you see that these are strangers that invade and come and take over our place and take over our lives completely until you're about AD Anno Domini? I'm telling you, it's not government they're talking about. They're talking about, man and man who is having sex with another man's anus. That's what we're talking about. Okay? And women having sex with women. That's their culture. Can't you see them in America? Don't you see them in America? And understand what I am saying to you, and understand that you are in their church. You are voting for them. And what I am reading don't call for us to do that. It calls for us to get sense and learn how to take our place in life, because we are civilization, not them. And they come and turn us into idiots. It is something that we are to amend and learn how to live by the creators who give us civilization. So it goes on to say that the Pope there, that they call the papacy, created the rules of the engagement, which means their mission to kill us and take over what we have. Yeah? They want to kill us and leave few of us that they can manage easily. For the Inquisition, right, the Pope created the rules of the engagement for the Inquisition. Now, Inquisition is the holy office, is the heart of the Roman Catholic Church. It's a group that they call Inquisition that goes about and carry on the duties that they send them for. These people will kill you, but they call it the holy office. So, look, if you can't understand what I am saying, it's unfortunate. Because this information is tells you if you're going in the wrong direction. And if you believe in foolishness, and somebody's telling you, and it's for you to understand and change direction. That's what our brain is for. All right. So it goes on. The papacy created the rules of the engagement for the Inquisition, which the practitioners, the Inquisition, applied arbitrarily, which means they do whatever they want to do and kill you and take away your arm. You see, they have the rule in their hand. They do whatever they want to do with you. And we don't have Africa to our people. Something happened very, very bad back in this time here, because now we don't have Africa government taking care of us. So how did these people get to take away our military and call themselves Romans and all this kind of stuff? And we don't see nobody coming to our aid. There's a reason for that. There are things that I read and I know, and I keep on telling people instead of, you know, just decide, okay, I know, and leave them. No, I'm not doing that. I'm telling everybody. And these people would like to kill anybody who are getting in their way, right? Well, I am getting in their way because based on what is inside of me is not something that is subordinate to these honest fucking white people who are not human beings. I don't have anything a fear for them. And I can tell you they don't have any government. And if we get up and begin to use our government, it's one thing they can do is do what we tell them, is get out. That's all. But we are not in a position to do it now, because before we were born, our ancestors were kneeling down to them. They are the ones to kneel down to us. You hear me? And they know it. But we are retarded. We have to do something to ourselves to become cognizant again. Now, so this is what they do. I want you to know what they do to us, right? To, like, put something inside of your mind to consider what next are you to do before you're dead, to live out the rest of your life. All right? At first, the Pope's commissioners on heresy, they're charging us with heresy. And we don't do these people nothing. We don't go to Europe. We don't do nothing to them. They follow us everywhere we go and begin to, like, destroy what we have and destroy us. And then now, the Pope is the ruler of the world. You just imagine that. You imagine a sodomite man who don't hide that he fucks little boys and men and dogs. They don't hide it. You see them, but they will show you, at least... you know, that they go man with man, you know, but they go in farther than that, that they, you know, you have to follow what they do on TV and stuff like that to understand who these type of, you know, primates, who they are. You see, posturing themselves like they are human beings. They're not. But since they gain something and now using their disease to kill us out and control us, that's what put us where we are, make it difficult for us to, like, get into knowledge to give us strength and power to represent ourselves. When you don't know much to begin with, well, I didn't know anything either to begin with, right? But I get to learn. And once I get to learn, I was transformed. I get into who I am supposed to be. They cannot stand up in front of me, right? They can drop bomb on whatever it is. But you know what? God's up there and know every single thing that's going on down here. If they don't permit something to happen, it cannot happen because they rule everything about any living thing on earth. Now, if you are obeying the words of the gods and you trust in them and they know you, they'll preserve you. That's what this is about, right? If you can't attain, then you fail and you don't worth anything, and that's going to be the end of you. But I am telling you what to do, so you have a good chance of finding your way out of this mess that we are in here calling us Christians. So it goes on, and listen to what you are called right now. With all of what you're going on, talk about your Democrats and all this kind of stuff, is because of ignorance. Get out of the ignorance. So I am saying here, they called upon the people. This is when these Inquisition go, when they go out, they call them practitioners, apply the rules that they are going to affect you with arbitrarily, then do it whichever way they want. All right. At first, the Pope's commissioners travel from one place to another, addressing communities, right? Addressing us, Africans. And they are telling us that they have the power to kill you or to leave your life. They called upon people to confess voluntarily if they were indeed heretics, and to denounce anyone they knew to be heretic. They offered amnesty, a grace period of 1 month to absolve themselves of heretical false fashion were made, no penalty would be given. This process was aimed at getting as many faith adherents into the newborn Catholic Church as possible. You hear that? And it was all about cash and power, not Jesus. You see what I mean? Jesus is not what you think it is. Jesus is just a character, and a sodomite character as well. The actual indictment process that they take us through, executed by the Inquisition, was done in private. Any defense made on behalf of the defendant was merely perfunctory. But once the time of official pardon passed, the law of the Inquisition was then in full effect. The population would then go through a rigorous purging of so-called heresy by the enforcement squad until the mission was accomplished, at which time the squad would leave the country. Listen, there is a lot of things here that we ought to know. Let me read just this last paragraph here and head on. By what we have seen in history about Roman guardianship of the church, from its infancy to present. It's clear this was a work of darkness. It is not realistic that the work of God would raise a divine, Jesus from the dead in triumphant glory over Satan, only to leave us in the hands and the hands of a regime ruled with a deadly iron fist. The evil mission of the Inquisition was in no way compatible with the biblical code of free will and the invitation to receive Jesus Christ through faith, right? It don't give you no freedom at all. And yet still, we are into the church. We Africans. The Holy Scripture says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." No gospel. Nobody no lost. So all of these things that wickedness that they are doing whilst they're still preaching about Jesus trying to save you, it doesn't make any sense. That is St. Luke 19:10. So are we to accept the ways of the Roman Empire, the persecution, jailing, and killing of non-believers as compatible with this sentiment? No. All right, my friends, listen to me. I wanted you to know this, right? It's a squad. Christianity is a squad. And if you don't get that, well, you know, you may not get it, but you should get it, though. All right. I want to thank you. I'm trying my best to see if I can, you know, get something out for people to understand. Please don't sit down and allow other people to perish whilst you know some things that can free them up. And don't be, don't be feeling discouraged if some people not responding to what you're saying. You are passing out the word for them, and once they hear it, you know, you do your best, you see. Because I think it is important to get out information, because when I didn't know, and a lot of things that were not going right for me, I am depressed. All kind of thing is going on. Now I know the truth that makes me free. And if I tell anybody, because right now, I'm using my cash to speak these things to people. I'm not collecting an offering from nobody at all. I am doing it 100% out of my little earning that I have. I want people to hear it. Want people to know it. And decide for yourself how ambitious you want to be with some knowledge that benefits you and you can benefit other people too. All right. Listen, I'm coming down to a close. And there is just a little here that, little more that I could offer. All right. Let's go for this. This is the special time of this edition. Now, where I read you a headline and a little synopsis of that. All right, here we go with this. Uncivilized white hominid sodomy culture. AD. Right? Uncivilized white hominid sodomy culture AD. Null. It's null. It don't mean anything to civilized people. You don't want to hear nothing from white people about Jesus because they could never have been, it would never be possible that they were created in a garden of Eden because history don't say that about them. The world history don't say nothing about that. They are primates, hominid. That don't come into no Adam and Eve in a garden. So when you go into church, you need to get the knowledge now that you're not really going to anywhere that is giving you salvation. They're talking about Jesus. Nothing don't go like that. And these people have lies that cannot be mended. White people, you call them, right? But they are, by right, identified as a species. A species that is hominid. Hello, hominid. Primates, they come from monkeys. All right, let they change it if I am wrong with the history. Come and change it. And I'll stop. I would never do that. If some truth was on the side of these faggot homosexuals, they must leave our territory or else, that's right, the gods is going to come and they are going to, like, you know, don't leave any of them here. Here we go here. It's African. We are under African kingship law. Okay? I don't need to tell you again, right? Because you know. You have nothing to do with these sodomites, Europeans. They come here and kill us in the millions. You don't have anything to do with them. And okay, you keep on go and like their democracy. The democracy is a sodomite thinking. It's not civilized stuff. And I set you free that anything you hear me say here, and someday you may just want to confront me, you know, or if you, whichever what you think. But if you want to, like, approach me and get to discuss some of the things them that I say that you know something different. If you don't know anything different, you can still talk to me and whichever way you want to talk to me. But it doesn't matter who the person is. And I know these subjects I'm talking about, they're kind of above ground because although I am reading, you know, below, but I still try to know more things. And if I know them and it's proper, I'm coming with it. And and so do I. All right. Conversation about something that you probably disagree with or you want to know more. Let us chat because I am one person who is never going to turn you back. You have got to don't have any use to talking. No. But I'm not belittling. I'm ready to swim with anybody who will really, really mean business to talk and, you know, enrich yourself with something that you have a right to know. And I will help your opportunity to know, okay? Now, watch it. Other devastating assault on these ways of life included the Spanish mission of California, Florida, and Texas. This is what these white people have done to us. Like back a few decades ago. Okay? This is what they do to us. We don't do them anything. So So if you think that we are subordinate to them, you lie about that. You're deprived of the truth. Okay? So you see me here, I am alone on this program. Ain't nobody, boosting, helping me, no, nothing like that. Okay? I am on my own, right? Is what I read and know. I don't owe nobody nothing. And these white people, they don't have any legal right. They are not under any kingship jurisdiction here. But they don't turn us full. We're too retarded to understand, a lot of us, even though, well educated, but you still don't understand. All right? Well, it doesn't matter what your problem is. You need to understand the right thing. All right? And if I don't understand the right thing, I'm here as a innocent, a person. Anybody can come in. I don't examine anybody, who you are and blah, 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 blah. I don't want to know nothing about anybody who's calling me, because I'll know who he's calling me as soon as we answer, and that's the way I am, okay? Now, truth is truth, and that's the way I want things to be. Let it be truth. If you have the truth, you catch me off guard. Something I'm high, I have wrong. Well, I have time to learn it. And if you think I don't like to learn, you try me. All right. So now, I'm telling you, they invade us, and they are right here and saying they are our government. I'm here to prove they are not. These are sodomites forevermore. And I want anybody to call me. You tell the president to call me. Tell the governor there, whatever his name is, of Florida. Yeah. He can call me too and talk to me. Why don't he? I hear he's a sodomite. And if he's a sodomite, I like talk to him too. Yeah. No. there's no need to be afraid of anybody here, unless you think they're above you. Well, the gods who send the rain down in Florida, and he knows about it, right? He didn't have anything to do with it, right? It's the gods that did it, right? And the tornadoes, them up north there, that's right, doing marvelous things. These people, the tornado target their anything they have as value and destroy it. It showed that we don't want you here. We don't want you here. That's what the tornado is saying. All right, you keep on keeping it up. All right, watch this. So they come, and devastating assault on our ways of life. That's what they do when they come in America, okay? And our way of life, that we are taking care of ourselves, and they come here and steal everything we have, and they don't go nowhere. They are still here, and they are government now and stuff like that. Well, all right, I am here to prove that white people don't have no government in history book, and that they are not civilized. Not Europe they're running from. Europe is not a civilized country, and they are not civilized. I know where they come from, and I am prepared to tell them, come here and give me a visit. Let us go for it. Let's prove this. All right. Don't hide. Now, and Texas, you see, they come here, and this is the places that they are working on destroying us. All right, in Texas, the U.S. so-called government, because they are not a government, I say, we are not reading to find out. Yes, the U.S. government's attempt. This is these sodomites they're talking about and calling it about them of government. No, if you know that, they learn every single thing from us. Yes, because they could not talk 3.5 million years ago or 4 million years ago. Come on now. This is not no joke if you think I'm joking. All right. Now, attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches, that's their church. Church is not religion. We are religion. Okay? African people are religious people, not church. All right. Effort by churches and governments, them so-called governments, A.D. and Adamani. They are nothing, and we accept that they are something, and that's why they're sacking it to us. Now, this is the first time somebody's going to get up and tell them, look, I want to argue with you about what you're talking about. You are a government, okay? We have government before you come here, and we were created by that government and are given inalienable rights. What you have to give us? No, it's all brutalities and destroying our way of life. Look, you got to get out of here now, though, because it's a different time in the skies, okay? Now, that's what we must do. We must claim what is ours, and we're not going to fight them with anything. They have all the bombs and guns out there and wherever they have it, right? But look, what I'm talking about is divine. We don't want these sodomite fucking ass people here, and they are not going to be no more owner of our properties or whatever they have. They don't have anything in America they're going to take with them and go back exactly where they come from. It's not a joke. Now, it tells you that, yeah, they come and destroying our way of life and destroy us. Millions of us, they kill and continue to kill until this day. All right? Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. Our system. Invade us, attack us, and do all this kind of stuff. We are the superior people. If you don't understand that, you don't understand that. But I know it. And it's the reason why I'm here. And you darn, let the FBI come and do, you know, like, whatever. There is just nobody at all that the white sodomite them have that can come and overrule what I am saying, because what I'm saying is the basis of civilization. For the first time when the gods came to earth, I read, I know what it is. Let them come and see. I am saying, look, don't bother come and see me. Go back to Europe, because I don't want to see you either. I just want to know you'll be gone. It goes on to say, 10, deliberate destruction of the flora and fauna that are American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffaloes. Widespread starvation and malnutrition. The deleterious effect of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair, decline, fertility, and other factor also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. Imagine all these things we go through, and we are still here, unable to, like, know where we are. It doesn't make any sense now. All right? Now, on to another piece of thing that when it touched government, right? Watch this. Nelson Mandela fought against apartheid, a system of white supremacy in South Africa. Under apartheid, everyone was put into one of four racial categories: white, European, black, colored. You see, these people come here and name us and classify us. It's not supposed to happen, because we weren't able to defend ourselves. Indian, Asian, non-white, South Africans are second class. citizen. You understand that? With little or no political power. You hear that? They strip us. Who tell them that they could do that? Because they realize that we turn fool. Instead, for what is apartheid? Instead, for what is apartheid citizen government legal registered name? Mandela fought against in South Africa, 1964. You don't have no power. Instead, for what is the apartheid civilized government legal registration name? What name? Mandela fought against. What name? They don't have no name in South, you know, in South Africa, right? So you see what Nelson was about. You see, and Nelson is confused. He don't know. He has no orientation, and he's a lawyer. No kingship government civilization registered exists for Nelson Mandela legal fight against the hominid primates. They are rogue and terrorists, gangsters. And like I told you a while ago, they are nothing more than a squad. That's what these folks are, nothing but squad. They hear about civilization. We are the civilization. But guess what? They throw their disease on us and we turn fool. That they can talk about. Church will apologize for sins of Catholic. But that is over with now. You bet me. You bet me. These white people have a reason now to, like, say, you know, make an argument now that they are the one who are civilized. Make that argument. And I am one alone, one person right here that is challenging these sodomite people who seem to not understanding where they come from. You know what I mean? We know where we are because we were sent here. You don't have anywhere here. And I'm telling you to get out. Otherwise, divinely, we will move you out. Okay, so if you think it's a, I'm not skylarking, I'm talking what I know is true. When I'm dead, I'm gone, I'm dead, I'm gone. Right now, I am alive and well and willing to prove what I say. Apartheid was a system of institutionalized racial segregation. That's it. Now, what in it is civilization? Nothing. That existed in South Africa and Southwest Africa, yeah, in South Africa and Southwest Africa. Now, Namibia, from 1948 to the early 1990s. The complaint of Africans, however, is not only that they are poor and whites are rich, but that the laws, it's not civilized law in any way, which are made by the whites are designed to preserve this situation. My friends, I tell you, man, this what they're talking about here is something else. Is something else. I thank you for tuning into the program today, and I am going to, like, just take it, play it cool right now, and hope that you hear something today that may help you. All right, take good care, and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.